Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Superintendent of Pella Schools Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to recap the latest Pella School Board meeting.
First of all, what were some of the board's goals that they've been talking about for a couple weeks that they ultimately approved? And what were some of the district goals that they have moving forward when it came to certain areas?
So the board ended up with four different goals, and the first of which is a kind of continuation of some goals we've had in the past. But the first one was around our Lighthouse work sessions, which are really a time where the board spends about an hour with a leadership group, usually teachers within our school system, and talks about a specific area of progress on professional development. So we're going to have four of those Lighthouse sessions this year, kind of one at each level, so one K-3, one 4-6, one 7-8, and one 9-12. So just really looking to see how, from the teacher's point of view, our professional development and our improvement process is going. So then the second goal was to continue to keep connection with our state legislators. They are an important component in the pipeline of how we fund schools and what we do with schools. And so we're going to continue to invite them to a roundtable session at a work session later this fall, and then just really try to mobilize parents and local people to stay connected with legislators through the legislative session, just to make sure educational issues get their due diligence. The third goal was a new goal around culture and climate, and we've had a kind of informally culture and climate goal for the last few years where we've actually surveyed our teachers and we've tried to make an impact on continuing to positively change culture and climate and make sure that this is a good place to work and a good place for teachers, a good place for staff members, a good place for students. And so that's a goal where now the board is actually going to review that culture and climate data, also look at what areas are being implemented to improve culture and climate in each of the buildings. And then the last one is around board learning. We're a learning organization, and it seems to make sense for the board to have a goal around learning as well. And so their goal is to have some quick learning sessions as part of the regular meetings, areas that they talk about. The School Board Association has an instrument called At the Board Table, and that instrument can be used. It has multiple different little topics. Basically, a quick read before the meeting, maybe a 10 to 15 minute discussion at the meeting, just to continue learning and help with boardsmanship and as the board continues to grow. So those were the board goals for this coming year.
And then the district goals?
Yeah, so the district goals have always focused around reading, math, and science. Last year, our goals were all measured off the Iowa assessments. This is the last year of Iowa assessments. So we set new goals, some based on Iowa assessments and some based off of other assessments that we give in the district. So the first goal in reading, we're actually going to use our FAST assessment, which is a formative assessment system for teachers. And that goal is to improve our literacy, specific around reading comprehension in the district. And so we're looking to take our percent that are meeting benchmark right now, which is about 80%, and move that up to like about 82 or 83% for next year. So that's a new goal because it's measured off of something different than the traditional Iowa assessments that we've usually used. The math goal was made last year, just like reading, but we are going to now use a STAR assessment, which is a assessment we give for our students in math 5 times a year. And so it's more frequent than the Iowa assessments, and we're going to use that data to move our math students up as well. So we're looking for growth in that area. We have the last goal on science, and again, our science was fairly high, but we're going to continue to use the Iowa assessments for science because there's really not another science assessment out there right now. So those goals changed a little bit, partially because we're moving into a new state assessment, not this year, but will be given in 17-18, that school year. So that's called the Smarter Balanced Assessment, and that'll be a new assessment, and it'll set a new baseline for where we're headed. So that's goals we have to have each year. The state actually is only requiring a goal now in the area of literacy and reading. So they don't require the goals in math and science, but we think it makes sense to continue with those goals.
Once again, that was Superintendent of Pella Schools, Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.